Hey, it's Dominic Reisig, professor and extension specialist, Department of Entomology, Plant Pathology. Today's July 22nd, 2026. Calling with a quick update on cotton. Just a reminder to folks to be using that drop cloth and blooming cotton to search for plant bugs, identify stink bug species, and of course, crack those quarter-sized bowls to look for internal injury from stink bugs. Fairly quiet around the state right now, with one exception. Have noticed a lot of boll worms are starting to fly around and start laying eggs in cotton right now. Shouldn't be surprising given that we had such high numbers with them in June and they cycled through corn now. Most of our cotton is going to be safe from those boll worms because most of our varieties are expressing VIP toxin, which to date has been really good for boll worms. Actually checked some VIP cotton yesterday and saw quite a few first instar larvae, but no damage on the crop, which is great because that means that those eggs that were laid and the larvae that hatched are feeding on that BT cotton, ingesting that toxin and dying. But with so many insects in the system, we might expect not everything to be completely perfect. So it'd be a good idea as you're checking that cotton for stink bugs to notice if you see any of those bolls that might've been injured by bollworm. And keep in mind that our threshold is 4% injured bolls to trigger a bollworm spray. So we might expect with so many moths in the system, especially on some of that later planted cotton, there may be some fields that exceed that threshold. If you have any questions, feel free to send me an email, ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thanks.